Okay, Eddie. This one's for you.
Is Eddie okay?
Everyone, Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contractor needs, make sure you reach out to them at mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Everybody, happy Memorial Day, and it's about time that it got over 70 degrees this weekend.
check yourself. It's only 65.
Like I said, Baptopic got over 60 degrees this weekend. Everybody don't want to lose sight of the entire weekend and what it's all about. We look at it as the start of summer. However, got to remember that many people gave their lives for us to be able to do what we do. So we honor all of our service veterans, those fallen, those still with us, those active, those inactive, everybody and anybody that's ever helped the cause that we are allowed to live by, and especially my family, my sister Connie, my sister Wendy, and my brother-in-laws Terry and Ken.
Yep, I got Charles Gray Senior. I got Hollis Thomas Senior.
Yeah, your father.
Yeah, my father. Who else? Well, this is about pretty much it. That's World War One and Vietnam.
My grandfather was in the Navy in World War Two.
Well, actually, not World War One. World War Two. He was shooting the cannons at 6'5".
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Shooting and loading the cannons.
Wow. Wow. Everybody, we have a great show for you tonight. If you joined us for our recording on Thursday or listened to us Saturday on Fox Sports The Gambler, we did a Memorial Day barbecue guest list, which is consistent primarily of Philadelphia athletes, couple national figures, but we figured, you know what? It was such a well-received and funny bit that Hollis and I went dug deep into the cracks and crevices of the national spotlight this week. And we have, we've got another guest list, about another 20 people that we're going to invite. And it's not too late. The sun's still out in the balmy 65 that it is here at the start of summer. But we're going to go over that in a little bit. The concept of the barbecue guest list is a national celebrity's going to bring an item, a barbecue item. And you can either tell them to stay or get the fudge. Oh, wait.
We can still say get the fudge.
Let's say get the fudge out of here.
Yeah,
fudge out of here.
Yeah, because I realize the concept is their troubles, work, worry, and bother worth what they brought to the party?
Exactly. Exactly. Is their baggage worth what they're bringing in bags?
Yes.
That's it. So we're going to get to that. Names like, I don't know, Jose Canseco.
Ooh.
Manny Ramirez.
Oh, Nelly.
John McEnroe.
Whoa.
LeBron James is on the guest list. George Clooney. Lady Gaga. Robert De Niro. We've got a lot of people we're inviting to this barbecue, everybody. It should be a good time. Anyway, week 20. Week 20 of the official Sean McVay's fiance watch list. And just so everybody knows, I would still Piper.
Yes.
Yeah.
I concur, sir.
And that's not spelled P-I-P-E-R. That would be spelled P-I-P-E, next word, H-E-R.
Piper.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Get Tanked Happy Hour here, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Bud Light and MCS Construction, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back on Fox Sports The Gambler for a Thursday taping at 6 o'clock. And for the show on Saturday from 1 to 3, make sure you do download, rate, review, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Or easiest thing to do and best thing to have in your vehicle is the iHeart Radio app. So you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, and especially listen to us when we are live. Saturdays from 1 to 3, and of course, Bud Light Baseball Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 12. Got a lot to get into today. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by, again, Bud Light, MCS, Residential, and Custom Cabinetry, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon. The Next Sip. Check them out. Hands-free drinking. It's a great little drink pouch. Wraps around your neck. You can text and drink all day long. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants. Cavanaugh's Riverdeck. Cavanaugh's Headhouse. Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, which we are going to after the show.
Awesome sauce.
And, of course, Cavanaugh's University City up at 39th and Sansom. All the beautiful ladies at Delilah's making their way through med and law school.
Oh, yeah.
All City Fitness Philadelphia locations. Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, East Market, Northern Liberties, and Fishtown. And, of course, if you are not in the city, make sure you stay healthy with our good friends across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Bucks County Baseball Company up in the Northeast. And, of course, the King of Prussia Diner coming to you soon. Hollis.
Yeah, what's happening?
What happened this week in sports history? What happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is May the 31st, 2021. It's the 151st day of the year. There's 214 of these puppies remaining. I'm going to stick to the Philly thing. We're going to start back in 1859 when the Philadelphia A's would play something known as town ball. 20 years later, that will become what you know as baseball. Yep. Then 1983, guess what happened? What are we going to watch? You want to watch basketball later, right?
Oh.
In 1983, guess what happened? The 37th,
foe.
They swept the Lakers on this day. And in 2008, I don't know where you were, but I know everybody was looking at Usain Bolt break the 100-meter
Oh, my God. And looking back at everybody.
Exactly.
Going, hey, you even want to try?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get a game here?
Exactly.
Can I get some competition, please?
And then I'll take it right to the birthdays. I gave you a couple earlier. In 1908, Mortimer Duke.
Oh, God.
Mortimer Duke.
Those machines. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Do you know? I found out something interesting about that particular line. Mortimer Duke was a thespian, a quality actor, and the only reason that he would agree to say that line is they got it in one take. Go.
Oh my God. Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance. Fuck him.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
I got that one up pretty fast.
And the funny thing is, I'm glad you got that particular line because he only agreed to do it if they got it in one take because he was not a cursor.
Oh my God, that is so awesome. We may have to play that again.
So you'll play it again.
No. Keep going.
Okay, so 1930, Clint Eastwood. 1943. I didn't know that Joe Namath was from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Did you know that?
I don't even know where Beaver Falls is.
Yeah, but it's been Pennsylvania, though. We have a 1960, Chris Elliott and Norm Johnson. Norm Johnson, former teammate kicker. 1962, Corey Hart. I wear my sunglasses at night, 1964. We have
Alice and I had a tender moment before the
show. it was quite a tender moment. 1964, we have DMC, Daryl Mack McDaniels from Run DMC. In 1974, former Eagle Steve Martin. That was the guy I told you about who fought the fifth champion.
Yep.
That was him. Nice. And today's story, I'm going to leave it kind of up to you. It's going to come back to me. So I had a good story to tell you, but it kind of...
forgot it?
Yeah, I forgot it.
That a boy.
It happens sometimes.
Kyle's been hitting I don't even know what I have over now.
I've been hitting the bricks a little bit. Burning the candle, burning the wick at both ends.
Burning at least one end.
Yeah. It was a pretty good one, too.
It's okay. It'll come back.
It'll come back.
Well, I could play It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine if you really need.
Oh, God, no. Okay.
We had one chance to get rid of that Canadian wench forever.
I remember the story now. Now, this is the time you get together with family and the time that you remember the people who gave their lives for the freedom. I think I'll tell you a childhood story of when not to be the guinea pig. I was playing a game of barbershop with my cousin. And guess who the customer was? Yep, you guessed it. Dear old Tank was the barbershop customer. And much to my mom's
vaccine to save lives.
Oh, no, keep going.
And much to my mom's chagrin when she came home, all the time she spent grooming my lovely hair, it was gone.
You said barbershop, baby, so I got to do it.
And she cut plug after plug in my head. And then I had to wear what they called a Crovitas or a Kojak back then.
Okay.
Who loves you, baby? And when you're not that physically imposing in the third grade, everybody slaps you on the head.
Sorry. You got a little Mr. Cheeks in there for you, baby. Wow. Yes. Mr. Cheeks and Hollis in a barbershop. It goes pretty well.
Yes.
And one more time for everybody.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance. Fuck him.
Hey.
All right.
Say what's up to Captain Two. Thanks, Cap. Thank Captain. We got our main veteran.
I was waiting for him to get in the room. I don't know where he is. I didn't
see him. He's probably working, protecting us.
Yeah. Well, Captain, we love you and appreciate everything you do. Way to freedom fight. Freedom fight.
Fight
my
for
man.
Freedom, brother.
Yeah. And thankfully, Diaz is not in the house today because we'd have to put up with that god-awful tank top that he wears. And, of course, Mayor West does have something to say about that.
Ugh, get a tan.
And then there was the episode when Peter got the prostate exam.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. You had your finger in my ass. All right, everybody, let's get into it here because we've got a lot to get to.
Yes.
We don't want to be here for more than about an hour and 15 minutes. But if you're listening to us on your drive back from the shore, we appreciate you. That Garden State Parkway and Atlantic City Expressway trip can be a ball ache right now.
Oh, man. It's probably I've only done
or it. Or the back roads, 47, 347.
I've only done it a couple of times because of appearance purposes. Not on purpose, because I knew it could be gut-wrenching. And it's been brutal.
And let's see what's in the room here.
Let's see, Jay's in the room. Hey, what's up, Jay?
Yeah, Jason here.
Russ, what's up, Dave?
Dave
hit me early. I'm not going to tell you what I was doing, but what's up, Dave?
Okay.
No, I was doing something personal.
Sean Henderson in the room.
Yeah,
what's
Sean,
up,
I see Sean. We got Russ, Dave, Sean.
There's so many people in the room and we can't see them.
I know.
I wish there was a button.
There's Jay.
My viewers. It doesn't let us do it.
Let us go back. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you being here joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Jalen Reagor in the news.
Wow.
Lately, you're finding out a lot about the receiver core right now, which is kind of interesting. We could talk a little bit about this, actually, aside the fact that Jalen Reagor's actually kind of pissed right now. And he's kind of an interesting bird because he does go to social media.
Right.
And he does so in flurries. He's very erratic about it.
Yeah.
He'll post viciously for a week or two and then he'll disappear and he'll delete all the past posts and then come back in. It's usually when he's arguing with somebody who was criticizing him for his rookie campaign.
I was going to say he goes on Twitter like kind of like his rookie campaign with a flurry and a flash
and then disappeared.
And then comes back with fury. Again, it's like, so when you say that, it's I think he's kind of learned it, and I think he should have learned this already. His dad played for like 10 years. So
it was interesting to hear him in the interview.
Yeah.
Because we're going to find out that Reagor is going to wind up lining up in the slot a lot this year, which means your number two receiver is now Greg Ward.
Right.
Which, I'm not going to lie, I think that's probably deserved. He's a great possession receiver.
That's what you're looking for out of your
number two.
Yeah.
Your number one is Devontae, who's a field breaker and a field buster. And you have somebody as fast as Jalen Reagor that can actually catch the ball. That was kind of what we were hoping for out of Nelson Aguilar.
Correct.
Which we didn't see until the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean,
Super Bowl year. But then,
not until the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, he did it that entire Super Bowl year. And then the thing that I think that messed him up was when Torrey Smith left. He became number two again.
Became number two. And he just hit the slot.
However,
that being said, that very much contradicts what I think we were all hoping for out of him as a number one pick last year. We didn't pick you at number one to be a slot receiver.
Hell no. You get those all over you saw Quez won his first touchdown.
And Quez is now backing up as the number two.
Have you seen the kid's moves, dude? You saw the touchdown in the Arizona game.
They got Hightower backing up the slot.
Exactly.
Fulgham's backing up Devontae.
Right.
And you guys will be happy to hear J.J. Arcega-Whiteside nowhere near that first six.
Which, sure in the hell now. He's got to fight. He's got to fight his way on.
No. You should just be there as a fucking punching bag this year. Come to training camp. Take up a spot for practice and get your ass out of Dodge, because I've heard 2 years in a row, oh, my God, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has had an incredible camp. It's like fucking Roman Quinn. Yay, fantastic camp. Well, and then he gets to the game, and it's
He's hurt. He tore his Achilles tendon.
I know. Roman. You know what? I know Roman did, and we're going to get to that later.
Yeah, okay.
No wishes for Roman to be injured. I just wish he went away before that. But right now, Reagor did try to excuse himself a bit for last year. He said he never dealt with injuries in college.
Right.
And the injury bug bit him pretty hard this last year. And if you're a receiver and your thumb's fucked up,
you're not catching it.
You're not catching it.
No, it's not like a D-line.
You can't put a cast on there
no.
and expect to
Expect nothing.
Anything. Especially at the speed which the NFL is played.
Correct.
I mean, we could do so in flag football when you're going up against some mo.
Well, if you're a D lineman or an offensive lineman, they'll give you a shot and they'll put you a soft cast on and you go around there and slap people around.
It's evident as a result of Pierre Paul not being able to, you know, he doesn't even need his fingers for Christ's sake.
All you gotta do is be able to grab. See, the thing is a lot of people always ask me why did I always dress my hand up like a boxer, because this thumb bends back like this. And this thumb.
Hey. I don't know if you guys can see it. I'm warding him off like a cat with a spray.
Well, if you look at the screen, folks, my thumb bends all the way back. Both of them do the same thing. So when you play D-line,
knock it off.
It's you learn to grab, and you learn to grab without your thumb a lot. So it's like, but when you're a receiver, you need your thumbs.
What's up? Hold on. What's that? Russ Taylor is already bringing a barbecue guest list. Jeffrey Dahmer, he brings the ribs, thighs, and breasts. David Harris.
I pass
on the ribs from Dahmer.
David Harris also said that JJ is parking cars in the parking lot. I wouldn't trust him to park my car.
He's gonna be bartending at Xfinity. But Jalen Reagor has said that he understands criticism. He's heard it,
right,
and he's not gonna let that happen again.
Okay.
Now, okay. Obviously, you can't do anything to control the injury thing,
right?
But apparently, he's been working out substantially in the offseason. And when asked, what are you doing to improve, or what areas are you trying to improve as a receiver? He said, everything. Everything. Like, what's his name from The Professional? Bring everyone?
Everyone!
Everything! So, it's going to be an interesting, man. It's one of those. When you look at it, the offense itself right now, and you just burp right in there, baby.
Yeah.
Do it all the time. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a rebuilding year. All right. So just, you know, any win you get,
well,
be happy. No. It's a rebuilding year. They don't have enough tools. They still don't have enough defensive backfield help. They still are ignoring the linebacker position.
I agree with those positions. But I think one of those things is I think as the year progresses, once they get the guys, and you got to remember, these are a lot of young guys too. They got a decent mixture on both sides of the line. We have a strong offensive defensive line, and you can't. It's some things you can
if
do.
If that defensive line doesn't get any pressure on that quarterback,
it'll be different.
The D-backs are going to get.
They'll be different this year because they're practicing how to blitz now. They're learning how to blitz, so they're going to be bringing blitzes.
You know what? The wide nine still pisses me off.
They're not doing the wide nine.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but I still I have nightmares. I have wide nine nightmares.
And you should, because the wide nine totally sucks ass. If you haven't learned anything from Jim Johnson's defense or Emmett Thomas' defenses before that, or even Buddy Ryan defenses, you need to blitz. You need pressure bust pipes. Letting the motherfucker sit back there. And, sorry about the motherfucker. But letting him sit back there and play 7-on-7.
Motherfuckers out here.
So it's the play
that,
7.
Red Fox yeah. And
I ain't going to be too many more motherfuckers.
Ain't going to be too many more motherfuckers around here.
Excuse me. Had something in mind. Well, get the fuck out, y'all, you blind motherfucker. So, but if we let the good quarterback.
Benny Snake Eyes Wilson. I can call the dice before they even land.
Before they stop rolling. So when you look at it, and you'll hear me say this all the time, pressure bust pipes. But if you let a good quarterback sit back there and play 7-on-7, he's going to pick you apart.
Of course.
It was the core of every defense that I've ever been in is you never put the secondary in a bind. When you put the secondary in a bind, we're all fucked, because now all the big guys have to get on our horse.
Yep.
Because we've got somebody running through the secondary.
I agree. I don't see it being anything other than a rebuilding year. But let me get back.
Can I ask you a question about your rebuilding?
You can do what?
Ask you a question about your rebuilding. So, and when you say rebuild, I feel like it's going to be some exciting games because we're looking at young talent grow. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because when I hear rebuild, I mean, I hate to hear rebuild because that means we got to go get another quarterback. We got to get a game.
Look, with the exception of left tackle,
right,
we should be set at the O-line.
Right.
The D-line should be pretty damn formidable.
Right.
All right. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But the trenches are where you build, but that's not where you finish.
Right.
All right. It's a fact.
Yeah.
So you have linebacker and defensive backfield help that you desperately need. Mm-hmm. And on offense, you're still relying on Miles Sanders, who hasn't been healthy his first two seasons.
Right.
Because he's small.
Yep.
Now you got a pissed off Jordan Howard coming back, which is great. I love the kid they picked up in the fifth round.
Third round. Was it
fourth round.
Fourth round out of Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what he's done. So, you know, there's going to be some fight in there for that.
The kid we got from Detroit?
Yes, of course. Plenty of fight in there.
Right.
But you still don't have that number one back. But also now what you're seeing is, and this is, if you listen to the words of our great friend of the program, Spuds, Dave Spadaro,
right,
it's a passing league. So you have starting quarterback Jalen Hurts, who's played three games. And your receiver core is
sprinkled in. Only really,
it's Devontae Smith,
right,
Jalen Reagor, Greg Ward, John Hightower, Travis Fulgham, and Kez Watkins.
Yeah.
And Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
We all expect Zach Ertz to be gone.
Yeah.
By tomorrow.
By tomorrow afternoon.
Actually.
Yeah.
So that could be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not these guys can create some sort of synergy in training camp, and whether or not they're going to be able to actually get some valuable reps,
right,
in preseason games, mm-hmm, to get to the speed. Now, Jalen Hurts knows how to throw, and four of these guys
know how to catch. Right.
All right. Five of these guys. All six know how to catch.
Yeah, I think all of them know how to catch except for a thing of Whiteside.
Well, no, he's number seven on the depth chart right now.
Oh yeah.
And you know,
we don't
know with this offense whether or not they're going to carry five or six receivers.
And then you know,
either way, he should be
odd man out.
Yeah.
But if you,
on the
you
way look, out the door,
yeah, when you look at it too, somebody else might surpass him because this is what I was also telling you too. I kind of like this situation mainly, and I understand why you say it's a rebuild year, but we got a lot of people in here who are looking for their next contract, trying to become a part of what they're building. And when you have that,
I don't believe you win with journeyman.
I didn't say journeyman.
Journeyman is a 1-year contract.
Typically. Well, younger guys.
I get your take on it being a mercenary.
Well, not the younger guys who are taking that 1-year contract because the salary cap is not what it's supposed to be, and that's why I feel like we're in a decent situation.
Okay.
I'm not talking about we're gonna be
okay
world business,
now, but they may play out lights out.
Right.
All right, but they have not had enough experience playing as a team.
Oh yeah, I know.
The reason why. There's been two formidable defenses in the Eagles' history. That was Gangrene and yours. Mm-hmm. And it was because you guys played together for so long.
Right.
There was such a synergy, and you guys knew. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to tell each other what to do. You didn't have to. Trotter didn't have to come up to you and pat you on the left side of your mm-hmm. cheek or your right side of your cheek to make you move over. You knew what you were going to do.
Right.
Every single time.
Right.
And we don't have that.
Yeah, we don't have that. What you're looking for, continuity is what you're looking for. The team doesn't have continuity. And I feel like this is how I feel. I feel like early on we're going to struggle. But like once everybody, kind of like, you heard what Tua said, right?
Tua gives a shit.
Well, he said he didn't know the playbook. He knew the playbook, but he didn't know the playbook. As a defense, I feel like we're going to know the playbook early on. But then we're going to really know and we're going to be able to react later in the season.
Listen. Hold the phone here, everybody. You know what? We're going to talk about this on the way back.
Okay.
Remind me, new coaching staff.
Yeah, new coaching staff.
On the way back. But for now, let's throw it out to Corey Hart. Happy birthday, baby. We'll be back. Get Tanked Happy Hour. Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour. Powered by Green Legion Radio. And brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this. We'll be right back.
have my sunglasses at night, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, cuts my security. Has she got control of me? I turn to her and say, don't switch the blade on the sky and shades of gold. Don't masquerade in the sky and shades of gold. I can't believe it, cause you've got a man in the sky and shades of gold. I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can forget my name while you collect your claim. And I wear my sunglasses at night, so I can see the light that's right before my eyes. While she's deceiving me, she cuts my security, and she got control of me. I turn to her and say, don't switch the blade on the guy and shed the blood.
Everybody, Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contractor needs. Make sure you go to MCSinc-PA.com or call them 484-202-3656. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your entire order, which could be huge. Jamie Hollenbach, I am so sorry that I was so fucking hungover on Monday. I completely forgot you were supposed to come in. and you are now watching us from the hospital because you had surgery, and I am a dick. Sorry about that, sweetheart. I completely forgot. So when you are up, ready, and better, I will be driving Tank and our equipment to you for our next show.
Oh, cool.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Make it up that way. I am sorry about that. all right. So let's see. Getting back into it. 76ers. Yes. 10-9-8 76ers.
No. You wanted me to tell you. Remember?
Oh, okay.
The new coaching staff. Yes.
All right. You are convinced that this new coaching staff is good.
Way better than what we've been had.
I don't know that.
I think it's.
You don't know that either.
Only reason, and I do know some of the guys.
Did Jeffrey Lurie come out and say we need more love in this
camp? No, these guys are actual liberal. It's like I think these guys are actual teachers, and he actually got to pick his coaching staff himself. So I think you kind of go with the teacher sense, and I find it a sense around the league that guys want to come here. Well, because of the coaches that we got, because they like the way they teach.
Yeah,
guys.
But I'm sorry, you can't come. Pull that up. I don't know. You know. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Well, it remains to be seen. We'll see.
There it is.
There you go.
The best. Here you go, everybody. Everybody wants to come to Philadelphia, but there's no money.
Oh yeah, no money.
No money right now.
No money right now.
So it's like this. Hey everybody, check out the all new Cartmanland. It's our grand opening. Cartmanland has over 100 fabulous rides, 6 roller coasters, and 10 great surprises. And the best part is, you can't come. I am so happy that my life revolves around South Park and Family Guy quotes.
Oh, yes. I'll get you on Rick and Morty pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I'm trying. Some Rick and Morty episodes are painful.
You don't do American Dad either, do you?
I don't.
Or Bob's Burgers?
I don't.
Burger Squatch. His son dresses up like a giant burger, but he's like Sasquatch, though. All right, the ultimate episode, if you ever just start watching.
No,
he's
don't
son,
tell me.
Okay.
His son, no.
Moral.
Try it again?
Moral Oral?
Nah.
Not you watch Moral Oral?
I've never watched Moral Oral.
Oh, you only saw the episode I showed you about one go to the sun, two, I get rid of my poo.
Anyway. Back to sports.
Set my sperm free. Back to sports.
He never lets up. Yeah, that's back, his problem. Four back, moves ahead, chess player.
Back to sports. Go ahead.
76ers. All right. First of all, I thought Washington was going to put up a little bit more of a fight on.
Yes,
Saturday.
I just got razzed about it. My friend Megan. Yeah, you were right. She came out and said she's like, we're going to fucking sweep them. I was like, you're losing your mind.
I don't know about that.
Some basketball teams have some pride, is what I told her. I was like, we'll win in five, and she's like, nah, I think we're going for the sweep. And given the last game, the way that went down, dude, it seems like these guys.
You guys said it right.
Yeah.
He goes, the Wizards are nothing but a bunch of traffic cones out there.
Oh, my God. And we were watching the game, and I was like, oh, God, this is going to get ugly. And it got ugly quick.
Very, very fast.
And the main reason that I'm enjoying this is because if you watch our games sometimes, we tend to play down to the competition. We're not doing that now.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
You know what the difference is? Doc Rivers.
Yeah. That was one of the main things everybody was trying not to do. So I'm like, no. He was in the losing culture.
Yeah.
We get somebody in here who wins and
Doc
with some
Rivers.
Pedigree. Yes.
Doc Rivers.
Yeah. So
he said something right news to me. Sack, we had a clip here. You weren't around earlier.
You weren't around
earlier. Find it again for you.
Sack Master.
So anyway, give me your thoughts on tonight's matchup.
I think we're going to close it out. I feel like they're on a mission. I don't think it's going to be 4-4-4, but I think in the first round, I think they're trying to send a statement. to, you know, just let them know that we are in shape, we're ready, and we basically, if you look at it, everybody's playing their roles. Our stars are getting rest in the fourth quarter because our bench knows how to keep the lead and extend the lead. So it's like, you when you see that, that's a quality team. It's like, because it, how many times have you seen that, us playing during the season, and we had to bring out fucking starters back in, yeah, to finish out the game because the bench let them come back.
Zach, this was our little take on Diaz's tank top in studio on Thursday.
Ugh, get a tan.
He was almost white as that guy from Costa Rica who looked silver.
Oh, what the hell? Stop, man. I want to eat something later on. All right, so let's talk about the rest of the league, because I think the Sixers handle business tonight, but I think it's a closer game.
It may be a little closer, but
I'd love to see some fight out of Washington to the tune of 230 points.
So I wonder why.
Whatever do you mean?
Why whatever do you mean?
So Milwaukee already took down the Heat. Which, yeah, frauds.
Right. You know what? And Pops, your friendly neighborhood barbecue master, he said everybody was trying to pump Miami up last year. He's like, hell, they were at home the entire time.
Right.
And then I heard, I was like, yeah, you know what? They didn't have to travel.
They didn't have to travel
at all. And a bubble to them didn't mean nothing.
Nope. So Nuggets and Trailblazers tied at two. That one still
back and forth. That's a good series.
I thought Denver, you know, just going to run away with this.
Yeah, given what they did last year, the 2-3-1 comebacks. But Austin Rivers coming back out of nowhere. I'm still trying to figure out what he did to be ousted the way he was.
Right.
Did you hear his interview?
No.
So his interview, he's like he was sitting at home, you know, like chilling after he got healed from injury. He's like, first week he's expecting a call. Then nobody called, and he started realizing, you know, the shit that happened.
Did he get Usher?
Huh?
You don't have to call.
It's okay, girl.
It's okay, girl.
Cause I'm gonna be your guy
tonight.
You know, but
sorry.
No, I'm sorry about that. So, apparently what he did earlier in his career and the moniker he got, it followed him, and he said it's bad business, and he said he just wanted the next time he get out there, just attack, and he attacked to the tune of, he had like 4 3-pointers in the fourth quarter to bring them back.
Right.
So if he continues to do that, because he's only like a 10-day contract. So
right.
If he continues to do that, I think it's going to be a tremendous series.
Utah and Memphis. Utah's up
2-1.
2-1 right now.
Right.
They beat the Grizzlies at home to go up 2-1 after they split in Utah.
Yeah.
They're playing at 9:30 tonight after the Sixers.
Right.
Interesting matchup. I could see this going seven.
I think it's gonna go seven, but I think going seven depends on the night. If they
and Utah was number one, right?
Then Utah was killing. But me and my brother, we don't like Donovan Mitchell. That's the kid who came here and got pissed because we beat them.
Oh.
and was talking. He was just talking, just like mad shit. When Ben Simmons was the rookie of the year stuff, he's like, I thought you had to be a true rookie. He started talking about the true rookie stuff, like they haven't been doing this for fucking ever.
Jamie Hollenbach, I think Diaz is whiter than me.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Knicks Hawks. LOL Knicks going down.
Oh yeah, no, we're going down, buddy.
Going down.
We're too heavy. We're going down. And then the Bush League shit that Randall pulled.
Oh, of course.
And then, oh, come on. You're throwing the forearm, man.
Really?
That was Bush League.
Yeah.
Point blank. And then
I was waiting for Dwight Howard to do that, but hey, like, thanks for taking off the responsibility list.
We can't have him do that though.
I know.
I think more than not, I think he's part of the reason why our team is doing what they're doing. Because he's been through turmoil and stuff, and then he was able to be on a true championship squad last year and see what it took to get over the top.
Right.
And that's invaluable, especially to the young players that we got and what they see in them. And the fact that you got our guy, you got Ben Simmons after practice shooting with you because you can't shoot either. And it's like, come on.
I love the West shootouts right now.
Oh, my God.
And the back and forth. You got the Suns and the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Knotted up at two.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, LeBron.
Oh, my God. I was just talking about.
He's on our guest list for the barbecue.
I was just talking about, just talking about Anthony Davis. Did you see the way he went down for his groin injury?
No.
Now, I don't make fun of injuries all the time, but it was, I told my brother, it was worse than that. It was, I told my brother it was like, I don't know.
Although you can't tell him to get a tan.
I know. He's like, what was it? Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants. When he fell off stage, he was like,
finally joining us, Sam Brady down in Sea Isle City enjoying her weekend. You suck.
But when he went down with the injury, my brother said, well, Pop said, he was like, you know what?
I'm going to leave this up for a second. Are you looking at the
What did I miss?
The StreamYard?
Did you say, what did I miss?
I'm just wondering why you're swinging around a stripper pole, Sam.
Yeah, I just noticed that. What the hell is this?
Uh-huh.
Sam? You have to have
she
a
might
talk.
Be moonlighting.
You have to have a talk, little young lady. AD is, David Harris says AD is overrated.
Yep.
He's always injured, and he was trying to get up out that other place where he may have been the problem. So
best move New Orleans ever made.
Pretty much, yeah. I think so.
But, all right. Here we go. And this one hits home because we're going to have to worry about this at some point. The Nets and Celtics. Ooh. I mean, the Nets are just playing with them.
Yeah,
they put up 140, 100.
They put 140, up
141 last
year. Yeah, but 104 were by three people. It's only been done two other times. And granted,
Boston doesn't play any defense.
None whatsoever.
So it's going to be, you know, Harden can hit threes all day when nobody has a hand in his face.
Right.
But
he goes to the rack too. It's going to be, and then Kyrie Irving is like, to me, he's one of, I hate his guts, but he's one of the best finishers at the hole that I've ever seen.
He's a little taller version of AI.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Cause he's just like, yeah, man. But hopefully he has to go to a birthday party or something.
And then you got the Clippers and Mavs.
Yeah, the Clippers and Mavs.
Nodded at two again.
Yeah, nodded at
another
two.
Another one.
Yeah, and
you're West. Nuggets, Trailblazers, 2-2.
Right.
The Grizzlies win tonight, 2-2.
Right.
Suns and Lakers, 2-2. Mm-hmm. Clippers and Mavs, 2-2.
Right.
It's a little nuts.
It's getting some quality basketball being played now.
Yeah.
It's actually not that was a junior college transfer shit that we used to watch back in the day. It's like it's actually some competitive basketball going on.
Yes, there is.
And not one powerhouse kicking the shit out of everybody else.
And you know what I have to say actually to LeBron?
What's that?
And the Lakers.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance. Fuck him.
Well, you know, they had to.
I'm so happy you brought that up.
Well, somebody brought up when they were losing to the Phoenix Suns. Now, you know, when they were losing to the Phoenix Suns, and nobody remembers when the Lakers are all cavalier about things and talking shit to
players on
the Clippers. No, I'm talking about the Lakers. The Lakers were all cavalier. Cleveland. So,
sorry, had to do it.
I had no idea I did that. Why, whatever do you mean?
Look at that. Look at the feed.
I was saying, Sam becomes a producer and now she's a stripper. Awkward. So they were being all cavalier. They were sending text messages to the Clippers when the Clippers were getting
Matt Edgar.
What he says. I would go to the club.
Keenan, nice of you to join us.
Hey, what's up, Keenan? But when they was being on
shot collars on all fans in the lower level. little testicular zap when you reach the fence line.
I know. Because everybody's doing stupid shit now.
Yes.
And I don't know, man.
It's funny.
It is funny. It's funny, but the water bottle, the popcorn was funny.
I thought the popcorn was funny.
Popcorn was funny. The spit was nasty, and the water bottle was two inches away. And 2 inches fucking dangerous.
I love who said it. Just let Kyrie take him downstairs and beat the shit out of him. Yeah, I think same. Barkley said that.
Oh, yeah. Just let him take him downstairs. Because, you know, because Barkley threw somebody through a window.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's it. In the immortal words, of one of my favorite comedians, Bill Burr, how many times have you been seeing that one unruly fan sitting up there like, come up here, you're a piece of shit, come up here. Well, they finally did, and we weren't ready.
Yeah.
You remember the Malice at the Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. Yeah. He was like, I completely enjoyed it. In shape athletes kicking the shit out of basic human beings.
All right, let's do this. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Mm-hmm. Come back, finish our Sixers talk, talk a little Phillies. And then we got a barbecue guest list to get to, everyone.
Awesome sauce.
Oh, yeah. And we are going to go crazy with that guest list, everyone. Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this.
What you're living in? Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady, old friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break. Oh no, no, let's go, go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's go. I'm excited. Don't know why. Maybe it's cold. All gonna die. When you do it, what's it all for?
By the way, did everybody see Hollis do his best Donovan McNabb air guitar impression there?
That was my Prince.
All right.
That was my Prince air guitar.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Hi, everybody. Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. 76ers, close out tonight.
I think so.
Four and done,
yes.
I do think that
it may be a little harder, like you said.
I don't know about. Well, here
they're gonna put up more of a fight. I think
here's what's gonna happen: the Sixers bench is much deeper than Washington,
right?
So, what has taken place the last two games is bench players have come out in the fourth quarter on both sides,
right?
You know, Washington's basically conceded 10 minutes into the fourth quarter in both of the games 2 and 3.
Right.
I don't think they do that tonight. I think, you know, you go out with a little bit of a fight. So I think what you're going to see, I'm just saying, everyone, I know my propensity to bet the over. It's 230 tonight. 230 for tonight's game. I don't see any reason or any way this game doesn't go over by 15 points. I think final score is literally like 128 to 120. If it's your last game of the season, you want to come out?
You're going all out.
You're going all out. All right. Now, I just don't think that Washington has the guns.
Yeah, they don't have the weaponry yet.
They don't. And it's evident. It's an eight seed. It's part of the play-in. So just not there. I would lay heavy on the over right now.
Okay.
I already did. I got a dime on it.
Yeah, that's why you're hoping for the over.
I mean, think about it. The Sixers have averaged 124 points a game in this series so far.
Correct.
All right. You need them to continue to average what they have.
Yep.
And Washington put up 107 points. That's what you're looking for on a game four.
So you need them to get 120 or 128?
230. So Sixers have averaged 124 points a game in the series.
So it'd be 124 to 107.
124 to 107. There you go. If you don't think that's happening tonight, I think you're out of your mind. Well,
I know that's happening because when you put the bench in, you can't tell them to stop.
No. And they're competing for more play time. They're competing for more play time.
No, what you fail to realize, they're trying to get that playoff average up. So when they get that contract, when it's contract time, hey, baby, you see these playoff minutes I got, baby?
Yo.
I got these playoff minutes. I need a couple more million.
David Harris, Sixers bench is kick ass.
Yes,
right
it
now.
Is.
Jameson and Honey are two things that will never spoil. Thankfully, I have had my fill of both already today. Whenever I start feeling really bad, especially allergy season, I turn to dandelion root tea and honey. And it seems to work well for me. It loosens me up. And Zyrtec. Don't forget the Zyrtec. That's definitely part of the equation. Yeah. But,
I use the Flonase stuff because... Mainly because I have bad allergies.
We both have them, brother.
It's like the air quality today is pretty decent. It wasn't totally oppressive, so we should be pretty good.
Houston, who would you rather play, Bucks or Brooklyn? Oh, without question, the Bucks. No question. I could care less about whether or not Milwaukee won three against us.
Right. Yeah.
During the regular season. But at this point, you're going to wind up having to pay, or you're going to have to play
both of them anyway.
No, you won't. But you know, it's 6 1/2 dozen. You know what? You're going to have to bring your A game to the table.
It's
time.
Yeah, it's the
same. Right now, it's time.
Yeah, and this is. You remember when Diaz was asking us about what do we expect. This is what I expected. I expect the second round to be rough, but I expect us to get through the second round to get to the Eastern Conference Final.
We're getting to the championship. We're gonna play Atlanta.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that
I thought we played the Bucks or
did Atlanta was Atlanta the
I don't
the Bucks
don't,
were the third seed.
Were they?
Weren't they? Hold on. Does anybody know this? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
NBA playoff seeding.
Somebody say something.
No.
There's nobody around. That's right. You haven't seen. Right, what about Bob?
So, Atlanta's a fifth seed. Milwaukee's a three seed. Brooklyn's a two. So this is going to – we're going to wind up playing Atlanta. We're playing the winner of the Knicks-Atlanta series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So – and then Milwaukee and Brooklyn can duke it out. Mm-hmm. You know, because Brooklyn's just toying with Boston.
Right.
So we'll make it to the and this is another reason. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is another reason why I said this season is a failure unless they make it to the NBA championship, because the path to the Eastern Conference Finals has been laid out for us. All right. As a number one seed, you had to take care of Washington, and now you have to take care of the Knicks or Atlanta after that. Now, we're talking as if they've won tonight.
Right. They haven't won yet.
They haven't won yet.
Yeah,
but if they do, they're gonna play Atlanta. All right.
Right.
They should knock the snot out of Atlanta.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
But then you have to show your your resolve, your, actually, your true
actually,
talent.
Actually, the Atlanta series should be quality for
It'll
us.
Be a quality series.
Yeah, and
but we should win.
We should step on their neck. Yes,
it should be a 4-2.
Yes, I say it should go six.
It'll go six.
Yeah, because they could heat up like a vet.
Absolutely, but at the same time, in the immortal words of Randolph Duke.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance. Fuck him!
One take! I made sure I wrote that down, too. He said, he's like, look here. I will say fuck him only if it's one take.
Yeah. So, exactly. Houston, second round is a rehearsal for Eastern Conference Finals. We agree.
Yeah.
But let's do this. Let's move on.
Let's go to the
Let's enjoy watching the Sixers tonight, because you know what? I have not enjoyed watching basketball as much as I have in this series in quite some time. Even when we had the sweets, the sweet tickets.
The fofo? Oh, you talking about the sweet tickets?
Just watching a team dominate.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's kind of funny you say that, because even when we were at the games in the suite, even though the food was delicious, thanks for the birthday cake, by the way, and
but the one that you covered your body over so no one else in the fucking room could have any?
Well, you brought a cake that small in stature and thought that somebody else was going to get a piece of it. That was your fault, sir. I digress. So even watching the game then, it was like we would have a lead, and then we would be talking and chopping it up and stuff with the people around and stuff. And then
that Asian kid next to
him.
Asian hate. This fucker from Penn, University of Penn, 21 years old. His parents bought him a suite.
Yeah.
And all he did was bring the girls' volleyball team, girls' softball team, girls' basketball team. He was great.
Yeah. And then we were talking to McCarson, was the man and stuff. And he was over there with JP and everybody. But, you know, it never failed that we were always in a fight that we shouldn't have been in, as far as like during the game on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like we never
dominate.
We never got to truly watch them dominate in the game. So,
I got another one.
What you got?
Yeah. I hope I can find this.
What you got? Let me see what you got going here. Second round. Oh, yes, Houston. Oh, Houston, yeah.
Hold on.
Okay,
we got this. We got to go through this bullshit. Hi, my name is Soraya. I'm a I host a farmhouse on Airbnb. Fuck them. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
No dog is too much for me to handle. I rehabilitate dogs. I train people. I am the dog whisperer.
Please, come in.
So tell me, what are the problems you're having with the child?
Well, he's just out of control. I mean, he never listens to me, and he pretty much runs my life.
So the child needs to learn that he's not the most important person in the house.
You can stop talking behind my back. I'm right here, fruitcake.
See, I'm not looking at the child. I'm not acknowledging the child. I'm just letting the child know I'm not interested in him.
Not interested in me?
See, the child thinks your world revolves around him, because it does. Because everything he does gets a response from you.
Yeah, well, I don't see why... Hey!
Don't look at the child. Just keep looking at me. Let him know we are having a conversation.
Ma'am, this guy does it. Ah, quit it.
What is that you're doing?
Dogs show their dominance by nipping each other on the neck, but it works equally well on the child. I just use two fingers, nip at the child's neck. Doesn't hurt the child. Just let him know I am dominant.
Look, Mexican, if you really think that you can knock it off.
See, I'm not validating his bad behavior with either negative or positive response.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I think the first thing we need to work on is getting the child some exercise. He's fat and he has all this pent-up energy. We need to let him burn off. Do you take walks with your son?
Well, no, I don't.
Come on, take your son for a walk.
That's the dominant.
That's the dog whisperer when they got for him. That's when they were trying to get him, get Cartman to take shots.
Yep.
did you see the end of that?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, would she show back up with the gun?
Yeah. All right, so let's talk Phillies real quick, and then we got to get into a barbecue guest list, everybody, because it's – I know you were waiting for it.
The barbecue guest list is off the chain.
It is off the charts, everybody. Phillies.
Can I start with the Phillies, please?
Yeah, they lost again today.
They lost again today in gut-wrenching fashion. Yesterday was a game that should have been ours. We stuck up the joint – fielding
11-1.
What
11-1 was 11. The final today.
And I'm not really surprised, because yesterday We went out there and we snuck up the joint. Our bachelor, we had a guy who was doing pretty good in Eflin, who was doing pretty decently. But then we started making fielding errors. We making errors that kids in Pop Warner,
Sack,
in Little League.
Sack Attack, please don't talk about those assholes.
Yeah, thank you, Sack, because I was wondering why you let them off the hook so easily last week. You need to get an ass like a pair of tight
ones. Hey, Zach, you better get behind him. I got 20 more weeks of show I have to pay for. So
it's just like watching them. My eyes were fucking bleeding. I'm sorry. And I like watching quality baseball. I've watched them and I've seen them do better. It just seems like we're gonna have to get rid of some people. point blank. And because I highly doubt that Joe Girardi is going to continue to tolerate what's going on point blank. Go ahead.
Well, I think this says kind of all of it.
Okay, Coach, it's all yours. Last Sunday, I saw a team on the field.
Nah, it's not loud enough. Let me try this.
You all have concerns.
What are you talking about, Dan Cummins?
He goes wrong.
There we go.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Well, why don't you ask him?
Hey, what's up, Shane?
You're playing, and you think everything is going fine, but then one thing goes wrong, and then another, and another. And you try to fight back, but the harder you fight, the deeper you sink. Till you can't move, can't breathe, because you're in over your head, like quicksand.
There it is, like quicksand. That is the Philly season right now. It's quicksand, and I think Sam Brady, if she's still in the room and not over at Mike Seafood, will appreciate that clip. Yeah, regardless of what they do right now, doesn't help.
Yeah, I know. It's
now they're 3 games below 500.
Yeah.
Or 4, is it 3 or 4?
Keenan,
baseball is summer, brother.
Baseball is summer.
I love watching baseball. I love the strategic part of baseball. I love everything about that game.
You know what I love more than anything? I love it when my team is actually competing. And it's in summertime. And when my team is not competing, it pisses me off. And I want to go to the game so they can hear me say, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh, my God. Who was about to smack that bitch whistling yesterday?
Somebody was.
Mm-hmm.
Just steady whistling and shit. I just want to give. I think they'll probably start doing better once we get back in the stands.
Yeah, we gotta figure.
We gotta get back in there and root our guys on. Some of the guys need a pat on the back. I don't know why you're making me the fucking. Oh, sorry. Deepest apologies. I went off into my head again.
Let's talk about the Mets real quick.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance. Fuck him.
All right, you guys. We've got a lot of people in the room right now. It is 100 capacity, a percent capacity starting Friday, Sack Attack. Excellent point.
Yes.
We are also tomorrow releasing ticket and tailgate packages for the Yankees baseball, Bud Light Baseball Brunch Sunday game on June 13th. So be prepared for that.
Sauce.
When we come back, we have a new barbecue list, a new barbecue guest list, Sack Attack. Stay with us because I hope you like what we did here. Let's do this. Take a quick break.
I got to take a pee.
I got to pay.
I got to go pee.
Too many Dr. Peppers over here. Get Tanked Happy Hour. Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour. Powered by Green Legion Radio. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this.
Lead up, that's a real big leader. A fight like a revolution.
Everybody, Bud Light, Get Tank, Tappy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, reach out to mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. Baby, it's time for a guest list. It's time for a barbecue.
Awesome
a barbecue.
Sauce. I'm going to bring the awesome sauce.
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't want to know what the secret sauce is. All right. So, everyone, if you were listening to the show on Thursday, we had a guest list. If you listen to Bud Light Baseball Brunch on Sunday, they had a guest list as well. We recycled just a few, maybe about four or five, just because I thought they were really fucking funny. But let's get this started. And Tank, again, remind everybody what takes place with this guest list.
Either you allow them to stay or get the fudge out.
Based on
what they bring to the party. If it's worth the trouble, if it's worth the work, worry, and bother, if their talents or what they brought is worth the work, worry, and bother, you can allow them to stay. But if not, get the fudge out.
Basically, every person on this guest list is bringing an item to the barbecue. They're responsible for bringing one item at a barbecue. However, they're also bringing their personal baggage with them.
Good.
So we get to say, welcome or get the fudge out. First on the list, Jose Canseco.
What's he bringing?
Jose Canseco brings the watermelon, but also the Fisher-Price World of Animals See and Say game. You'll have to listen to him oink and moo the entire time.
Oh, God.
You know, when it spins.
I know.
And the cow says, moo. And the pig says, oink.
Quick question. Is he bringing his daughter?
I just said the watermelon.
Get the fudge out.
Get the fudge out.
What do you folks say?
If you didn't realize, Jose Canseco might not be the brightest bulb in the box.
He's got an identical twin, too.
Yep. All right. Next, Sammy Sosa.
Oh, God.
Sammy Sosa brings the sunscreen, but you have to look at him the entire time.
Get the fudge out. Why is he bringing sunscreen? Isn't he bleaching his skin?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He looks like
he's
a ghost.
Whiter than Michael.
Oh, dear Lord. Right. Man. Baseball has been very good to me.
Here we go. Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson brings the grills, but that's spelled with a Z.
Oh, God.
And you have to clean them after the barbecue.
Ugh, get the fudge out. You know, he was scared to, you know, he's doing a celebrity boxing match, and he was scared to fight Pac-Man Jones.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, I'm sure. They were teammates.
Yes.
Allen Iverson brings the grill master, an individual person, grill master, but he has never used a grill before. AI continues to tell him not to worry about it and tries to ease everyone's concerns by saying he don't need practice.
It's AI, though. It's AI, though. I got to let AI stay.
Welcome.
He don't really have that much
baggage.
The first
three, get the fudge out.
The first three, get the fudge out just because of the baggage.
AI, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Recycled Terrell Owens, once again, brings the wine coolers and his incessant whining.
I'm going to say get the fudge out.
Get the fudge out. Nobody drinks wine coolers. Michael Vick, recycle, brings the hot dogs. Enough said.
Yeah, yes, he's staying. I'm sorry. They're delicious.
Danica Patrick.
What's she bringing?
Brings her award-winning recipes, yet has never won any award for any of them whatsoever.
She's bringing what?
She brings her award-winning recipes, yet has never won any award for any of them whatsoever. Get off your phone.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
She's never won anything.
I know she's never won anything. I'm like, so why would we want her there?
Put your phone away.
Why would we want
her? Put your phone over there.
Why would we want her there, though?
Because she's hot.
Well, is she going to wear a bathing suit?
We'll get her there.
I'm going to say welcome.
Welcome. Good.
But we're not using any recipes, though.
DP stays no matter what. Where are you going with this, Houston?
What type of DP are we talking about?
Yep, exactly.
Awkward.
All right. Jim Marshall.
Wrong way Marshall.
Brings the potato salad, but is late and gets out of the car running to the other side of the street in the wrong house.
Ah, God. We got to welcome him because he's got the potato salad, but we got to go get his ass.
We got to go grab him.
Hey, where you going?
Where you going?
You got the potato salad. No one can eat without the potato salad. The meat's ready, but no one can still eat without the potato salad.
Now, if you want to know why I played a little Milli Vanilli earlier.
Yes.
Manny Ramirez brings the music and sound system. Also, Milli Vanilli for hairstyle tips, and everyone has to get their hair braided.
Get the fudge out. Get the fudge out.
Just because you don't have any hair.
Yeah, but I don't want them trying anything. you look good with a wig. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Tim Tebow.
Okay. Oh, God.
Brings the brownies.
What kind of brownies?
But he is faith-hilling the entire barbecue.
He's got to get the fudge out of here. We're trying to get provocative there. There's no need to have a Bible beater there telling us we're going to hell for our sins.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Brings the football and that twat waffle girlfriend, Shailene Woodley.
Get the fudge out of here.
Get the fudge out.
Yes.
John McEnroe.
Oh, what is he bringing?
John McEnroe brings the sausage, but then continually screams, "You can't be serious," when you ask him to go back to the store because you need the vegan-friendly version.
Oh, he's staying. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you. Vegan. If you're going to be a vegan or a vegetarian, you don't need anything.
Don't go to the barbecue.
And you don't need anything that tastes like meat because you've given it up.
Thank you. Our good friend Adam Gilmore, who I have not seen out here. This is This is inspired by him. Alex Rodriguez.
Ah.
Brings the cornhole, shocker.
Oh, God.
But also brings his makeup line and his camera and production crew. He requires your backyard for taping his infomercial. 37 takes.
Get the fudge out of here. But he said, well, you lost me when his makeup line. I was cracking up when somebody pantsed him on a...
Sack Attack says Rogers can stay. Awkward moments with Danica there, too.
Ooh!
Cat fight with Woodley.
Ooh. That is a quality point, Sack
yes.
Master.
Yes. LeBron James.
Oh, God.
Brings the corn on the cob and his Mickey Mouse Club of Advisors.
I'm going to say he's got to get the fudge out.
Get the fudge out.
New.
OJ Simpson.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy, the juice.
Brings the chicken.
Okay.
But police strangely arrived later in the day as an anonymous call was made stating certain bobblehead dolls were missing from the house.
He still gets to say, that's my guy. You know, I never told you I know him personally, right?
No.
You didn't know I know him personally? Well, it's my guy, kind of like a little buddy, for real. We were at the Black Congressional Caucus one year, and I was wondering why blonde.
I wouldn't continue to no, I keep was going on this
I was,
one.
I was wondering why blonde women were coming up saying, oh, my God, it's the juice. Let me take a picture with you. I was like, bitch, get away from it. You know what happened to the last one? But continue.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's my boy, too.
Brings the live band,
mm-hmm.
But you have to listen to him sing One Night in Bangkok every hour on the hour.
I'm down with that. He's staying. Tyson, well.
From Hangover 2.
I know, but who's going to tell him he's got to go? See, you never thought of that, did you?
Sam Brady, knives or no knives?
He's probably going to have his knives. I'm probably. You know.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Wolf. What he got?
Shrimp, kebabs, and Oxycontin for everyone. However, his ex at the time crashes the party and destroys everything with a pitching wedge.
That would make for good entertainment, though.
Would be fucking
that would be
phenomenal.
Fucking phenomenal, too. Mm-hmm. Is he going to bring his mistresses? So he's
sure,
welcome.
All of them.
You are welcome. Because they'll need somewhere to go after that.
George Clooney.
Wow.
Arrives with the Macallan 25. However, also with the smug created from his 2005 Oscar acceptance speech. And it rains the rest of the barbecue.
He's got to go. Get the fudge out of here. We're not having rain at our barbecue. It rained enough for us here.
A couple of recycles.
Okay.
Earl Thomas.
Oh, God, no.
Shows up out of nowhere and tells you he just rented your neighbor's Airbnb with his brother.
I'm not getting. Well, he had to get the fudge out of here because
there's a lot of women coming.
I know, but his wife is going to show up with a pistol. I'm just saying. That's not the type of party we want to see.
Scott Rowland brings the potato chips, but needs assurance that your backyard is all grass and no turf.
Scott Rowland, to get the fudge out of here.
Beyonce.
What's she bringing, though?
Brings the pork chops, but also Jay-Z and Rihanna, and they all argue the entire fucking time.
I think I'm going to welcome them because I enjoy Rihanna. I've only met her like three times, and she was dating Chris Brown at the time. And the second time I met her, we were in L.A., and we were going to a club. We were all going to a club, and Chris Brown had a gang of his friends there. And they went to the. I guess the music was catching them, and so they all was running to the dance floor. And I looked at her, and she's like, "Oh, they're gonna start with this shit again." I was fucking dying.
That's funny. another retread. Reno Mahi.
Oh yeah.
Shows up with the coleslaw.
Okay.
But is almost out of gas and needs to borrow a garden hose.
I remember I said I was going to welcome him last time, and I will welcome him this time. I enjoy coleslaw, and I was going to try to see how much gas he chokes on.
Lady Gaga,
mm-hmm.
brings paper plates, napkins, and utensils, and Lady Gaga.
Paper plate.
Well, sorry, I'm eating with my fucking fingers, man.
I would accept her. She's got the paper plates and napkins.
I'd eat with my fucking fingers.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Right far. Off the grill.
It's going to be hot and going to be awkward.
Megan Rapinoe, our final recycle.
Oh, God.
Brings the beef brisket, but you have to listen to her rant the entire barbecue on how the correctional system in this country shouldn't be named after male genitalia.
Get the fudge out of here. We will have hot dogs and burgers. Hot dogs, burgers, and ribs. And Kevin, chicken, because we keeping the juice.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, God. Well,
brings the propane, but yells the entire fucking barbecue.
Ah, fuck sticks. What? Why are you yelling? That's how I talk.
That's what I do.
Oh, God. I don't know. That might be funny, though. After a few drinks, that may be funny. And we may need that propane to start a fire later.
Robert De Niro.
Ah, what are you going to do?
Brings the lawn darts.
Okay.
And hula hoop size printouts of Trump's face for target practice.
Get the fudge out of here. I don't want anything political there. I'm sorry. Just point blank. I don't want anything political to fuck up my day.
And I think you're going to love this one.
What's this one?
This is the second to last. Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, P. Diddy.
Brings the vodka from his shitty collection.
Okay.
But stops at every mirror in the house and says, Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls.
Oh, God. Take that, take that, take that.
No. From South Park.
I know, but you ought to take, that's right. You don't know what the take that means, do you? So I know what you're talking about, but he
said, Night of the Living Hell?
Yeah, but he said he used to do a dance when he did the Harlem Should be like, take that, take that, take that.
God.
So that's why I was like, take that, take that, take that. I was like, that would be awesome.
Just wait for Christopher Wallace to show up.
So he's gonna bring vodka?
But he stops at every mirror, remember? In South Park?
Do we have to be
Biggie
with him?
Biggie Smalls.
But do we have to be with him?
Hell on earth.
Do we have to be with him when he stops at every mirror? Okay, we let him just go
don't
about it.
Don't you himself. Know that joke? You don't know that joke. If you don't, you don't remember that scene. That
I don't remember that scene, but I'm just saying, do we have to be with him?
Hold on.
But as long as we don't have let to be help. With him, we'll take his vodka and mix it amongst the ladies.
Let me help. All right.
South Park.
I got it.
P. Diddy.
No. Biggie.
The juice is loose.
Biggie Smalls.
OJ and Mike Tyson at a barbecue. It's going to be awesome.
Go ahead, Kyle. Do it.
I'm doing it. No, don't do it.
What's the big deal, Cal? You just look in the mirror and say the name three times.
Just look in the mirror and say the name three
Biggie
times.
Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
See, you're scared. Because you know if you say it a third time, he's going to show up and shoot you in the face.
Fine. Then you do it. You're so tough.
I've done it lots of times. Prove it. Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls. Biggie.
Hey, Phyllis.
Biggie
that? Smalls. Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
What the fuck is this?
We told you to be in bed. What are you doing?
Assuming Biggie Smalls, the hip-hop rapper.
You had an...
It's a great episode. Hell on Earth. Mm-hmm. The Ferrari cake that gets busted by Dahmer.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. People have been saying Dahmer was bringing the pork chops.
Yeah, he's bringing the ribs.
Pork chops, ribs, and breasts. I was like, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about any of the girls, Jay Vagnetti. You don't have to worry about any of the girls leaving the barbecue with OJ.
That's where we left them there.
And finally,
who you got?
No, it's a recycle, but it's
okay,
funny.
Okay.
Eric Lindros brings the ice, but slips, falls, hits his head on it, and has to go to the hospital.
And I said he was saved but then somebody asked the question, was he bringing his parents? And as long as he's not bringing his parents, I'm good. Because he's going to slip and fall and leave us.
I think that calls it for a day, big man.
Oh, yeah, it does. I'm almost done with this ball of ass spread of Rodney Strong's Vineyard Pinot Noir.
Nice.
And my last Bud Light, we're going to go over. We're going to the Rittenhouse?
Rittenhouse, I think.
Rittenhouse and watch the Sixers put their thug thistle down. Yep. And we're hoping that they go get the over, correct?
We are. Yes. 230.
231. 230. That's what we need. The one thing that I do... Well, I would like to get off my chest is about my Phillies. Get your head out of your fucking ass. come out there and play. Is it the coach? The manager can't go out there and play those positions for you and do the base. You're making mistakes players that you made in Little League. Players got to play. At some point, we can't keep pointing at the different managers and stuff. And what the fuck are you waiting on?
I don't want to see the Phillies do what they did in so many seasons as of late.
Yeah,
start off giving us a glimmer of hope and just sliding down the tube.
Yeah, sliding down the tube. Like it's not shit. It's like the guys were getting the opportunity while Harp's out and other guys are out. You get an opportunity to show what you could do. If you don't seize this second, then they're never going to fucking bring you up again. Nobody else is going to see you. And the other part of what of my rant is, if you pay attention to when they were doing the fucking process, just go across the league and it's about five or six of those guys that are still playing from our process. Ish Smith is on the other team, and other guys on other teams because they got when they got out there, they were able to play and show that they were pretty decent. And I just hate to see that type of stuff going down when people piss away an opportunity down their leg like they're doing. Yeah,
agreed.
So especially when your big guns get hurt. We're not asking you to do we're not asking you to hit a bunch of home runs, but get the fuck on base.
Right.
Don't go. I've seen too many of our guys. We lead the league in strikeouts and errors and fielding errors.
It's same chapter, different verse, baby.
Yeah. So
as our good friend Wesley Snipes and White Men Can't.
Yeah.
Same chapter, different verse, baby.
And in immortal words of
Wesley, Russ Taylor, peace out, Cub Scouts.
In immortal words of Wesley Snipes, money talk bullshit runs the marathon.
All right, you guys, we appreciate you hanging with us for Memorial Day. Make sure you say hello and thank a veteran today.
Big time.
Please, for all of us. And on behalf of Hollis Tank Thomas and myself, Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. We will see you guys on Thursday.
Thursday, right?
For Green Legion Radio's taping a Saturday show on Fox Sports The Gambler.
You know that was kind of funny because he was like,
I had to think about all that for a second. There's so many days.
Yeah.
So many days.
So many days in a week. It's only five during the regular week and then seven total. So.
Everybody, we love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you on Thursday.
Peace out.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. All night long. All night. All night. All night. All night long. Dancing all in the street. See the rhythm all in their feet. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. All night long. All night long. Yes. All night long.
wait to find it, oh, we go.
Oh, jambalaya, somebody can set the boat down. Yeah, jambalaya.
Thanks again, everybody. We love you. Appreciate you. See you on Thursday.